Had chosen JJ started honing her ball juggling skills when she was a teenager in Tanzania, playing for a local women's football team. For the past 6 years, JJ, a single mother of two sons, has been using the skills to raise money to feed her family.
This helps me paying school fees for my two children, buying food to feed my family, and also paying for household bills and other needs.
So far, Hadara has traveled to several countries in Africa, including Cameroon, Burundi, Gabon, and recently Malawi. She charges $4 for a 2-minute performance and earns between $45 and $50 a day. She dismisses accusations of using black magic to develop her skills.
Some people say I use magic. There is no magic in this ball. There is no magic here. This is my talent I started developing long ago.
In Malawi, her skills captivated national women's football officials who thought of bringing her into their women's soccer development program, but she declined the offer.
If she was ready to impart the skills with others, I think we would explore all the other options. I would liaise with the teams and see how best we can utilize her talent to impact, especially the youngsters who are just starting.
Her abilities have also dazzled male footballers.
This is a rare talent for women to juggle the ball, as this lady is doing. I would be very grateful if she would teach me such skills.
Her video filmed in Malawi also caught the eye of the President Donald Trump. JJ, who is 29 years old, says she wished the American president could have done more than just tweeting his amazement.
I wish he'd help me feed my family. I have two children and elderly parents. They all rely on me for help. I wish he'd help me boost my talent so that I can be known across the world and earn more money.
But after Trump's tweet, JJ received various requests for interviews from local and international media organizations like the BBC and Reuters. She returned to Tanzania last week after an agent who came to Malawi from Zimbabwe convinced her of a possible lucrative advertising contract in Spain. JJ told VOA she hopes the new contract marks the beginning of her better life. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Lilongwe.